taking personal accountability is a beautiful thing because it gives us complete control of our destinies. And that is the thought for today. Today's episode of 7 Good Minutes is being sponsored by The Jordan Harbinger Show. It's a fantastic podcast that I recently discovered and really enjoy listening to. Since you're clearly a fan of high-quality podcasts, I'm sure you'll enjoy it too. Jordan covers a wide range of topics with new episodes each week as he talks with heavy-hitting guests, like many of the same speakers you hear right here on 7 Good Minutes. You should be sure to check out episode 345 with Jim Quick, where the conversation is about how to upgrade your brain's limitless potential. I really enjoy this show, and I think you will too. What I like is how there's always something in every episode that I can pull out and use in my everyday life. Listen to The Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we listen in as our friend Matt D'Avila talks with us about accepting responsibility when you're wrong. Enjoy.
Sometimes we find it hard to believe that we could possibly be wrong, but understanding when we've made a mistake is one of the keys to learning how to change and to grow. And I should know, I've been wrong a lot. So I could write up a list of all the times that I've been wrong in my life, but instead I figured I'd just give you a quick example. So a couple weeks ago, I released a video called My New Morning Workout Routine. And in that video, I talked about, you guessed it, my morning workout routine. So ever since the gym closed, I was forced to think through so many of my habits and routines and change them to adapt to my new lifestyle, including the most important among them, how do I bring exercise into my days? If you remember from that video, I experimented with a few different routines and online classes until I landed on resistance bands. I really wanted to keep my equipment footprint small and minimal. We just really don't have a lot of space in our home for a lot of gear. So we'll probably just knock out like 300 or 400 of these and we'll be good. The resistance bands worked for a time. For a few weeks, they really helped me to stay active and I was able to incorporate them into a consistent routine. But then I hit a wall. I thought these bands would replace my previous exercise habits, which was lifting at the gym, but I was wrong. This isn't a bad thing though. So often people try a new workout program, they sign up for a gym membership, they even push through that discomfort of getting started, and yet somehow something still goes wrong. They're unable to keep that new habit from forming and they're unable to keep going. Maybe you've been there before. I know I certainly have. And there are any number of reasons why you might fail to make this change stick. But the one thing that I've noticed that comes up over and over again is this. If you don't truly enjoy the process, you will never keep going. There needs to be something redeemable about the routine itself, something that you enjoy far more than the results that allows you to show up each day. And if you haven't found it yet, you need to keep looking. In the case of my workout routine, I realized that I just didn't enjoy the process enough. I didn't feel spent after my workouts, and I didn't see the same kind of progress that I was used to. So I had to admit that what I thought was going to work didn't. This is really the smallest example of something that's desperately needed in our culture. I see so many people get stubborn. They make a decision and stick with it despite the fact that they are absolutely miserable. Take, for instance, getting a job out of college. Yes, there are some people who are happy with their jobs. In fact, I've actually met both of them. But the overwhelming amount of people that I talk to work for a paycheck and that's it. And of course, there's nothing wrong with making a living and supporting your family. It's what so many generations before us have done. But if given the choice, I'd so much rather make my ends meet by doing something that I find fulfillment in each day. That's something that's worth working towards. It's worth understanding that you have a choice. You can wake up and go to the same job each day, or you can admit that you were wrong about what you thought this job would offer. I'm reminded of one of my favorite interviews from my first documentary when a guy named AJ Leon told us about the realization he had at his Wall Street job.
On December 31st, 2007, my boss calls me into his office and he tells me that I'm getting a promotion, and this is it. This was the game changer. This is me being a junior partner in this firm, and everything that I had ever worked for was gonna be handed to me right then and there. You know, in banking terms, I was minted, and I walked out of his office, and I walked back into my own, and I just closed the door behind me, and I just started weeping, because I realized that I was completely and utterly trapped, and that I would never be able to walk away from that amount of money ever in my life. And any dream that I had of living a life of purpose and meaning and being an adventurer and somebody that would actually take risks and live a life that's deliberate and intentional, those were gone.
Sometimes we feel like we're trapped when we're not. We always have a choice. It might not be glamorous. You certainly won't make as much money. Your friends and family might second guess your decisions. But they aren't the ones that have to wake up each morning and work that job that you've grown to hate. The job you have might provide a paycheck, but does it truly return on the happiness you thought it would provide? Oftentimes, our instinct is to cover up our flaws, to mask them from the public, and to continue to pretend like we've got everything figured out. This is a common trait among ineffective leaders. In fact, there's actually a rule for it. It's called the 5 D's. They often dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge their way out of admitting their mistakes. It's okay to be wrong. It's not okay to be so stubborn that you never admit when you are. When you realize that making mistakes are inevitable, and when you have the humility and the self-awareness to acknowledge them, you can begin to turn things around. You can begin to make serious change in your life. I think the key comes from understanding that this isn't a bad thing. You can resign and beat yourself up when things don't go according to plan, telling yourself that you're stupid and you'll never figure things out. Or you can say, "What a great lesson. On to the next one."
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.